AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's the news update on Make It Rain.
And then there was one. This is John Guasamacchia with your fantasy sports news update. Men's college basketball championship goes to the University of Virginia, outlasting Texas Tech in overtime, 85-77. Virginia captures their first NCAA men's basketball championship. DeAndre Hunter with a career-high 27 points for the Cavs, hitting clutch shot after clutch shot in the second half and in overtime.
Jerome will bring it up the floor. Jerome attacking, goes past Odiasse, kicks right corner. Open three, DeAndre Hunter got it! Splashing it from the right corner to tie it at 68. 12.9 seconds to go. Here's Hunter shooting a three over the zone in the right corner. Splash it home! That got a fist pump from Tony Bennett, and it gets Virginia back on top. 75-73, 2 minutes to go in overtime.
How big is DeAndre Hunter been? My goodness.
Monstrous, 27 tonight for Hunter.
That is courtesy of the Westwood One NCAA Radio Network. MOP goes to Virginia guard Kyle Guy. And guys, looking ahead to next year and the Final Four in Atlanta, April 6th, 2020 is the date for the national championship game. Caesars Palace. They posted the odds already, installing the Cavs as the favorites at 5-1. They're followed by Kentucky at 7-1, and also that's the Westgate Superbook has Virginia and Kentucky co-favorites at 7-1. Texas Tech, by the way, Caesars Palace has 30-1 odds to go back and win the national championship next season. Off the court, Rick Barnes will stay at Tennessee after flirting with UCLA after a hard push by UCLA. They offered him $5 million a year, but he's staying in Tennessee. He met with Philip Fulmer, the AD over at the university, and he's going to stay. So, Joe, you won't have to see Rick Barnes end up at UCLA. And
it's just the Tennessee people I feel terrible for because he's staying, unfortunately. And congratulations, you'll underperform as usual. So it's just awful.
Maybe UCLA should call Beard from Texas Tech.
Yeah.
Yeah, because everyone wants to be the fourth choice. I can't with this team. They screwed that up so bad. It's absurd. They should hire us. Maybe all three of us. Maybe they'll give us all a count. We'll go in there.
That's not good.
We can underperform just like
maybe
Barnes
Bill
does.
Walton. Maybe yeah. Bill Walton can position it so his son gets that job. I think he'll be without a job pretty soon.
Yeah, I think he
yes.
might be.
Yeah, there you go.
Someone without a job. Chris Mullen, according to sources. Dane was all over this yesterday. Yeah. He will step down as head basketball coach at St. John's. And you also said, Dane, Bobby Hurley would be the top target, and that's what's being reported right now.
Listen, I'm telling you guys. That's why you got to listen to me sometimes. I tell the future. I was in the DeLorean yesterday. I hopped back out and let you know, guys, what was going on.
We're going
to
love that at St. John's, a Duke guy that's now their head coach. Oh, God, people are going to just want to throw up a little in their mouth.
Bobby Hurley is an East Coast guy, though. He was misplaced in Arizona. Arizona State.
Duke.
Although he was a St. Anthony's guy, so I mean, he was from Jersey.
You know? Yeah.
So Chris Mullen leaves the post. 4 years, no NCAA tournament wins. I guess you would say it's a failure.
When is Mark Jackson going to get another chance? Like, if they're going to Mullen as one of their best players ever, why not Mark Jackson? You know, and I've heard Mark Jackson for NBA jobs. I know he had his stint with the Warriors, you know, and they were on the upswing. And then, of course, you know, Kerr comes in. When is Mark Jackson going to get another chance, guys?
Never. He doesn't want a college job. He's a NBA guy, and he wants to wash the stink out of that mouth from losing with Golden State and getting – he wants a redemption job in the NBA. He's got absolutely no desire to go on the recruiting trail in college. He wants redemption. He wants to go to the Lakers. He wants another opportunity in the NBA because the last thing we remember about him is the guy who couldn't get it done with the best player in the league.
Right.
Oops, sorry, Mark.
Very true. On the baseball diamond, you mentioned it, Joe. Chris Davis makes history, the Orioles' first baseman slash DH. Went 0 for 5 with 2 strikeouts and now holds the Major League record for the longest hitless streak by a position player in Major League Baseball history. Davis is currently 0 for his last 49 dating back to last September 14th of 2018. And there you have it. Elsewhere,
oh, nice.
I know you mentioned it.
It's really good, man. It's really good.
Are they still shifting? If they're still shifting against him, he should literally just spend all his time bunting down
that's
the third baseline.
They
like at batting practice, he should just bunt every single time.
He did hit the ball hard, though, 3 times, according to his manager.
I don't
you know
care.
What else is good? Is maybe, what is he?
He's improving. It's an improvement, Dane.
Yeah. What he should do is flip around. Just go ahead and start batting, what is he, righty?
He's left-handed.
Flip it around. Okay, good. Bat righty. Yep, absolutely. You got better chance breaking it up that way.
It couldn't hurt. I mean, what do you have to lose? You're right. What do you have to lose?
Nothing.
Yankees blow a 3-1 lead to the Astros, lose 4-3. Cubs rock the Pirates 10-0. Lester left with hamstring tightness, and that's your news update.
I think in that one.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
Hour number 2 here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Germanary Dane Martinez here. It is Make It Rain as we try to pick up the pieces on a on an amazing national championship game, a game that not many were expecting to see, did think they were going to see, and also a game that not a lot of people did get a chance to see because somehow or another the powers to be in the NCAA thought it was a brilliant idea to go ahead and start the game at 9:20 on the East Coast. You couple in there the overtime situation, and I am fairly certain that the majority of people that may have watched the Sweet 16, the Elite Eight, the Final Four, weren't going to miss work this morning in order to stay up till 1 o'clock in the morning watching the national championship game. We talked about it a little bit earlier. The most asinine will not understand it. I mean, it's great that guys in California and on the West Coast, you were able to see it at 6 o'clock. Yay. But we already know the money and the majority of the ratings in this country come from the East Coast. And the fact that you put it on at 9:20, so no working man and no kid in America on the East Coast here was going to be able to, outside of watch maybe the first couple of minutes. Yeah, they had to go to bed. They got school. People have to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. They got lives. They got work. And you completely alienated, after all of this, getting to the final two, you alienated the entire Eastern Seaboard starting this game at 9:20. For the life of me, Dane, I don't know why we are not having this championship game over the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Use those 3 days as the opportunity to crown a national champion, man.
Yeah, and then the other thing that we also added to this is that that's exactly what the women's side does, right? They have their tournament on, I think it's a day before, and so their champion was crowned on Sunday. Wouldn't it be great if they could merge the events on some level, or at least have the telecasts merge? I think it would also bring some more eyes to the women's game. And Joe, you were talking about it yesterday, like the women's championship game, it was good quality basketball, right?
Yeah.
So maybe bringing more eyes to that and making this big event of how we crown our college basketball champions and moving it to the Sunday would be the move.
Yeah, it was a travesty at 9:20 last night. It should not have been buried. More people should have been able to stay up and watch it. Yeah. But such is life. That's the NCAA for you. All right, hour number two coming up. We'll talk a little Masters, get you prepped, some Major League Baseball. Straight ahead on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $33.99 and get a $15 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Plus, you'll earn double O Rewards points during O Rewards Member Appreciation Month only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com. Or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435, andro400.com.
Welcome back in here. Make it rain, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Jeremy Dane Martinez. Thank you guys very much for joining us, streaming us, hanging out with us here on a Tuesday. If you are just making it up, chances are you probably missed the national championship game as well last night. But have no fear. They did crown a champion. Virginia takes care of business in overtime, scoring more points against each other than any team has managed to score against either of those teams on their own. So anybody expecting a first 1-50 wins kind of situation was certainly looked like that at the start, but it didn't end that way. It ended in overtime with over 150 points scored there. It was an awful lot of fun. Just wish it would have been a little bit earlier there. At least I had hoped it would have been a little bit earlier there. Now that the NCAA March Madness, now that we've got a champion, we move on to some of the other sports that are happening this week. Of course, the NBA, we'll talk about that a little bit later as they are wrapping up the season. Still a couple of jockeying for position here in the Eastern Conference. Who's going to make it? Who's not going to make it? We got the NHL playoffs getting ready to start this week. And we also have, of course, the the official start of major season in the golf world as the Masters in Augusta, Georgia. A little bit of wet weather here coming up over the next 24 to 48 hours, but they do anticipate it might. It'll probably clear up before the week is done. As a matter of fact, everybody is there now hitting practice rounds. Tiger was there. All the guys are there in Augusta right now getting ready. And there is some betting opportunities here. There is some opportunities to definitely make it rain. You know, keep in mind that this is a tournament where a lot of guys think to go chalk. And a lot of, you know, Rory McIlroy, of course, is one of the favorites to win here. And we get it, you know what I mean? But I am fairly certain when you look at some of the guys over the last few years that have managed to actually win this tournament, they weren't necessarily at the top of that board. You know what I'm saying? Really? I mean, I'm pretty sure that, yeah, I mean, you know, when you look at that, you know, Reed and Sergio and some of these guys here, I am fairly certain there wasn't a lot of people jumping all over them early on going, oh, yeah, I mean, yeah, Danny Willett right. Got his first green jacket. So while you should definitely look at some of the elite guys, and there's no way around that, but keep in mind that it goes against, you got to go against the grain a little bit this week, too. You've got to find a group of guys that you can go that mid-tier that maybe nobody, not everyone's looking, but that 20 to 30 to 1, you know, guys like a Brooks Koepka or Tommy Fleetwood or Bryson DeChambeau, all of those guys kind of in that, you know, in that range there. These are guys that can absolutely do it. Listen, Rory at what is he, 7-1 now, 8-1? I won't play him. If he wins, congratulations, but there's just not enough. It's just not worth my while at 7 or 8-1. There's not enough value there to go, Rory's going to do it. It is the one tournament that has completely missed him and that he can't seem to get over the hump. He's got everything else. This would be the career Grand Slam. But you have to concentrate on some of those guys in that 20 to 35 to 1 range in order to be able to give yourself a chance at a pretty decent payday come Sunday there, Dane.
Yep, I like that. And here's the thing. I always, last year, Joe, when it was coming up on the Masters, we talked to our guy Colin Drew over there from Daily Roto, who, by the way, I believe we will have on tomorrow late morning, you know, in one of our last spots to break this down. He used to always tell me, in the DFS world at least, and I can only imagine it's the same, Joe, when we're talking about sports investing, that when you have the Masters, right, you have such an influx of public money, you have such an influx of the casual better, right, who's, if a golf guy is going to bet like one golf event all year, it'll be this week, right? And they're going to not be on the Bryson DeChambeaus, they're not going to be on the Brooks Koepkas, they're going to be on the names, you know, they're going to be on Rory, they're going to be on Tiger, they're going to be on Ricky, they're going to be on DJ, almost, you know. And we talk about how this betting is all about the edge, right? You're not going to get any kind of actual edge with these top name brands. So I agree, Joe. I think you got to go find other ways, whether that's a mid-range guy that you like in the 15 to 25 to 1 range. But I like other ways to try to attack this. Let me see what you think here, Joe. You know, I told you about this, the total score to win. They're listed as 276.5, which is in essence between 11 and 12 under. I pulled the last six Masters, okay? And you were saying, like, the names that won. Listen, the winning score has been -9 or closer to par than that 4 out of the last 6 years. Adam Scott -9, Bubba was -8, Willett was -5, Sergio was -9. It was just the Reed -15, and then that year Jordan Spieth ran away with it at -18 that were big. And then you mentioned, Joe, the idea that they lengthen some of these par fives. I think that makes it a little bit more challenging. You talked to I pulled up the weather report, and it looks like it may clear up for like Thursday, but over the weekend, wind about 15 miles an hour, weather again. I'm thinking the best score this week might be closer to par than 12 under. That might be a way I like to attack it. And then I'm going to hear from you. I'm going to hear from Colin Drew. And I might not bet these guys to win, but I may bet the guys you like in heads-up matchups against other guys that are around that area. That might be the way I butter my bread this weekend.
It's a great way to approach it because, no, I, outside of just a handful of guys that have dominated this course over the years to go away, single digits is a good way to look at it. And if you can get a decent number at a fair price, that's not a bad prop to look at. But keep in mind, I mean, listen, the Masters has not been a favorites tournament since Tiger's dominant days, which is a million years ago. His last win was in 2005. And then since then, only three of the 13 winners actually teed off at 20-1. All right. That's Phil Mickelson twice in 2006 and 2010 and Spieth in 2015. So it's very easy to get caught up with all of these big name guys and, oh, wouldn't this be a great story? But the truth is, this tournament is set up to be such a wide open event. About 35 guys and winners usually tend to fall somewhere between that 25-1 and 65-1 range. That's the bulk of the winners. That's where they are going to come from. So, and there's a lot of, as you go down this list of guys that are in that category, the talent at that middle range is, it's too good to look not to fade the guys at the upper echelon, the real favorites, the single-digit guys, the Rorys, the Dustin Johnson. To me, I always end up fading all of those favorites because I don't see a lot of value with those guys.
Right.
And judging from what the tournament has delivered here since 2005, since the Tiger heydays, yeah, guys, it's going to come from that 20, 25 to 65 range. And guys, players don't really show up at Augusta and win out of the blue. There are usually some signs that lead up to it. So doesn't mean that you eliminate any of the big names outside of maybe Jordan Spieth, who, you know, just doesn't even know who the hell he is right now. But you also have to consider you've got to bulk these plays, right? You can't just play one or two. You got to bet five or six guys and kind of give
enough,
you.
Yeah,
you got to be able to cover enough to give yourself a chance to actually cash here. And, you know, John Rahm, Justin Thomas, these are guys, they start, I think they're just north of 20-1. There are some great players, great value, who, by the way, have been playing very well leading up. Like, you just can't flip it on at the Masters and like, woohoo, you know, 25 right. under, you know, I'm on 25 under, I'm running away with the tournament. All of these guys, including, Reed and Sergio, these guys have all been playing very well coming up to the years that they won. So, As Spieth would be a great story, but I wouldn't count on this guy coming out of nowhere to win this tournament. So concentrate your plays 25-65-1. There are some big names who have been playing really, really well so far this year that are probably going to take home this crown.
Yeah, one guy I'd want to ask you about, a guy who I know has won this event before, and the fact that they lengthened the course, I think, helps this guy. Talk to me about Bubba. How's he been? What's his recent form been like? Because I see him at plus 3,000.
Terrible.
I know he has experience winning this course. What's his recent form been like, Joe?
Terrible. He has not been playing well. He's also dealt with a couple of injuries, but he's a perfect example. He's a great name. He's a two-time champion, but playing like utter crap is what he has been doing since January. So not a guy that I will. Rory's won. You know, some of these guys, there's a reason why they're the favorites. They've already won multiple tournaments, but we'll throw a couple of names out there, tell you who we like, and we'll talk a little Major League Baseball coming up next. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Scout Fantasy Sports.
And if Texas Tech wins, that's the most unheard of story ever, because you think of that as a football school.
And you saw Pat Mahomes was there cheering them on.
Yeah, dude, he looks big.
He does.
You see his guns?
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, I thought he was a skinny dude. He looked like he ate something over the offseason that stuck to him like a balloon.
Weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
Join the family at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your nearest Modell's and sign up for our MVP rewards program to receive insider deals all year round. Earn points on every purchase when you use your MVP card to earn Modell's cash back. It's our way of thanking you for being a loyal customer. Upon signing up, receive 10% off your purchase and 15% off your next purchase. It's that simple. Plus, new MVPs this month are eligible to win a $500 Modell's gift card. When you gotta play more and pay less, you gotta go to Mo's.
It's college basketball season, and the Monmouth Park Sportsbook by William Hill is your best bet to watch and wager on all the games leading up to the big tournament. Watch every minute of action on our 75-foot HD video wall. Wager on props, parlays, over-unders, and much more. Go to MonmouthPark.com for hours and information. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team.
Don't call it a comeback, people. It's not a redemption story, but it is a national championship for the Virginia Cavaliers. Welcome in here. Another edition of Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Dane Martinez, Joe Ranieri here. Want to welcome you guys in. We'll talk a little bit about that. I think it's being framed in the wrong light, what this championship means for the Virginia Cavaliers. We'll get to that coming up, but we were talking a little bit about the Masters as we get ready. And as I'm looking through some of these numbers here, man, I mean, there is some value with some of the guys. And I would say this, keep in mind using, Dane gave you a great prop about the winner being under 12 under, I think 12 and a half is the number.
11 and a half.
A great number. And if you got to jump, hurry up and jump that number, because I think it's eventually as the weather starts rolling, it'll probably be dropping to 10. You know what I mean? 10.5. So
we want to jump on this one.
I would kind of jump onto that. I'd be happy. I don't think it's going to go the other way. And with the weather coming in and as we get a little bit closer, probably, I think you'll probably lose a stroke and a half before it's all said and done. So if you can get 11.5 right now as to the winning score of the Masters, not a bad prop. But keep in mind, again, we told you, the big name guys, great. They're wonderful. The Ricky Fowlers of the world, great story. Everybody's rooting for him. There are guys that are going to bet on Ricky just because they want to see him win, not because he's the guy who's actually really got the best chance to win. Jordan Spieth, same situation, not really in a position to win, because guys who come to the Masters and win are usually playing some of their best golf going into the Masters. And oh, yeah. A favorite really hasn't won since Tiger Woods' days back in the early 2000s, 2005, you know, Phil, 2006, and those kinds of things. Nobody's really been a favorite that has come out and won this. So the bulk of it is those 25 to 65 to 1 guys. And I'll throw out just a couple of names so you guys, guys that I'm looking at are guys like Tommy Fleetwood, all right, who has been playing amazing golf over the last 5 tournaments. Paul Casey. Also, guys that are in their mid-30s, guys that have been here, done this. Paul Casey just won recently, too, a couple of weeks ago. These are guys that know how to get the job done. The course is not going to be intimidating, and they've been playing some of their better golf. I like Justin Thomas. I think he's a guy, too, that has worked on a few things over the last couple of months this year, but Justin Thomas is still one of the top 5 players in the world. And quite honestly, at in the 30s, which I think is where he's going to end up in that 30-1 range, he's too good to overlook. The same thing with John Rahm. If he can keep his emotions in check and not want to kill his caddy, right. I think he's a guy. But I like Fleetwood. I like Casey. I like Justin Thomas. I like Rahm. And I like guys like also Matt Kuchar, who I think we can all agree. Right. I mean, Kuchar's it's been an up and down year, but this
he's
guy
has his caddy.
Yeah, this guy continues to finish top 15 in every tournament that he plays in this year. So the only problem, I know somebody had DM'd me, what about Phil Mickelson? The only problem with Phil Mickelson is he's kind of been all over the map this year. Yes, he won out of Pebble Beach, which was, was momentous for him. Congratulations. But he's also missed a whole bunch of cuts by blowing up phone book numbers. And then some of these tournaments, he actually made the cut. He finished almost dead last because he's shooting mid-70s, upper 70s in some of these rounds. So not exactly the most consistent year for Phil Mickelson, but a guy that's going for green jacket number four. If he can, he opened up last year at a 70 and then shot 79 in the second round. So that's kind of what Phil Mickelson has been, but he's at 40-1. So you got to kind of respect it. But at the same time, I think there are other guys in that price point. Guys like Brooks Koepka, for instance, that'll create more value. Don't forget, Koepka was hurt last year during this tournament. He didn't play it, but once he ended up coming back and he was healthy, he only went on to win another U.S. Open. So he is a major machine right now, Brooks Koepka, and this is the one tournament that has kind of eluded him health-wise. I think he's ready to go. He, too, has been gearing up for this moment. So I like Brooks Koepka as well in that list.
Yeah, so that's interesting. And I know you've been on Koepka for a while. I think it's because you're like neighbors, right, Joe? as well.
Yes, I might know his family, yes.
There you go. And I saw him, he won a tournament a few weeks back. Was it the one in Mexico, maybe, that he won? But So I'm looking at this, Joe, and I want to ask you, okay, because I'm going to be listening to you this week. Now that college basketball is over, right, and the NBA playoffs don't start until, like, the weekend, I got time here to really go all in on this, right? Sure. So I'm listening to you, and I'm excited to hear Colin Drew, who we'll have on our show again tomorrow. I'm hearing Brooks Koepka, who I see at 20-1. I'm hearing Tommy Fleetwood, 20-1, same range. Paul Casey, I'm seeing 25-1, same range. Mm-hmm. Justin Thomas, 15-1. That's the kind of range I want to play in. I'm going to eschew the Fowler and the Spieth because those are the names people know. And I'm on this Casey, Fleetwood, Koepka, Thomas. Now, let me ask you something. Those are their odds to win. I'm also seeing bets, Joe, for just being a top five finisher. Or being a top 10 finisher. Now, I understand that obviously I'm not going to get as much return, but I can bet these four guys to all be top 10 finishers and then maybe cash on, multiple ones of these. I'm also, let's look at Koepka, for example. Jess Koepka, Brooks Koepka, right? He's got head-to-head matchups, but Joe, it's against all the other names you've given me. Koepka against Fowler or against Fleetwood or against Spieth or against Casey or against Molinari, Francisco Molinari, who's also in that range, and rightfully so. But it sounds like you like all these guys, so there's no one you see a distinct advantage, maybe Koepka, like, over Molinari? Or is there any heads-to-head ones with Koepka you might like?
I'll tell you one that's going to cash right now. And he's a 40-1 shot to win the tournament, but if you can get him at a decent price, and I'm looking here on some DFS pricing, too, and he's very affordable. You want to talk about a top 20 lock, Matt Kuchar, lock it in right now, top 20. I am telling you, it's been a strange year for him. He's struggled to close out a few tournaments, but by the way, he's won two tournaments already. And so he has closed out, and he continues to finish top 15, top 20 in every tournament. I can tell you right now, he is going to be a top 20 lock this week. Matt Kuchar, not a bad price at 40-1 either. To win the whole thing, because the way he's been playing this year, and his tournament history over the last 5 years, you ready? Tied for 5th, 46th, 24th, 4th, and 28th. This guy knows how to finish in the top 20. He knows this track, and the way he's been playing this year, book it. I'm telling you, Matt Kuchar is a top 20 guaranteed lock in this game. And I don't use the word guaranteed a lot, but I am telling you, I'm all in on Kuchar being a top 20 guy.
That's interesting, okay? And that's the thing. Like, remember here, we're looking for trends and angles, okay? You can go anywhere and a guy will be like, I like this guy to win. Just go on and, put in DeChambeau, right? But we're trying to give you angles. We're trying to give you ways of looking at this so that you have an opportunity. And I'm trying to learn along with you because, I'm a novice. There wasn't a lot of golf courses in the Bronx growing up, Joe. You know what I mean?
A lot of truth there, man. Yep, a lot of truth.
That's why I'm trying to ask, where is my best angle? Of course, there's the payoff of hitting a guy at 25-1 to win it all. But, you know, yeah. Maybe the better way is finding a matchup you really like or covering a couple of these guys in, like, top 10, top 20 finishes. I also, it seems like you like me to hop on this right now. Par is 288, Joe, okay, right. For the entire tournament. And what they're saying is, will the winning score be over or under 276.5? So by my math, that's 11 and a half, right? So if it's 11 under, that means they scored 277, so the number is over that. Right? That's what I'm looking to do, right? I'm looking for the total score. Because it's also weird, Joe, you know, when you look at golf numbers, right? It's saying over or under 276. So I want over 276 if I want the score relative to be closer to par, right? I'm looking for single digits. So I'm looking for over 276. And by the way, Joe, if you like that, tell people they got to take it now. Because right now, that over, that's at plus 150, Joe.
Keep in mind, and that's going to, as the week gets closer, as we get a little bit closer, this is another one of those events where if you can get a number that you like and that you're happy with, lock it in now, because they will disappear rather quickly as we get a little bit closer to Thursday.
The weather makes it harder, correct?
Yes, it's going to make it harder, right? Yes, and then they're going to start, all the numbers are going to start adjusting accordingly there. And you also then have to start, because believe it or not, some of these guys are better wet weather players than others. So some of the track records, and this is a golf course. Yeah, and the Masters is a golf course. You've just made it longer, okay? And now all of a sudden, when I hit a 300-yard drive, guys, it ain't going anywhere. Usually, you know, a dry course, it's going to bounce. You're going to get roll. You're going to get an extra 30 yards off the tee. Yeah, no, which basically now with a wet golf course means you're going to hit it, it's going to land, and boom, that's it. So some of the longer hitters will have an advantage in really wet weather conditions. Yeah, exactly. Guys like Dustin Johnson and Rory, they'll have a little bit better advantage, because then guys like Jordan Spieth aren't going to get as much carry. Jordan will keep it low. He'll run it, you know, worm burner. He'll get an extra, you know, 80 yards downhill. But if it's wet, it ain't you ain't getting that roll. And all of a sudden now you got to start readjusting how you're looking at this.
Joe, Sunday, thunderstorms, 80% chance of showers, 15-mile-an-hour winds, Joe, for Sunday. Okay,
damn.
20% precipitation on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Looking nice, but the wind around 10 miles an hour. But then Sunday, 80% chance of thunderstorms. You know, when sphincters start getting tight on the back nine, they're going to deal with conditions as well, Joe. It makes me think that I need to hop on this over 276.5 at plus 150. You going to take it with me, Joe? Solidarity?
I'm all over it, brother. I'm with you there, man. We're going to be on that one together. And also, those of you that are dying to bet on Tiger Woods, just keep in mind, Tiger Woods this year has been the worst it has ever been in his career. And that is saying something, because he had some awful, awful years there within the last five. But no joke, even he admits it. His short game, and I'm sure those of you that haven't been following golf, his short game is not good right now. So keep that in mind. It's a nice trendy name, but if I was you, don't waste your money on a Tiger Woods. His game ain't there yet. It might be there towards the U.S. Open, but it ain't there right now. So talk some Major League Baseball coming up here.
Improve visibility and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Plus, earn double points during Old Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Ensure clear vision in any weather and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you, or someone you love, one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-804-7060. 800-804-7060. 800-804-7060. That's 800-804-7060.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. But a lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing different is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
But, you know, NFL teams are focusing on the 2019 NFL draft with the first round coming up Thursday, April 25th. And for serious fantasy football players, it is never too early to start prepping for the 2019 season. Roto Experts, they've got you covered. Their NFL 365 fantasy football package includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the net. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts, guys, they are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year, so you can have an edge regardless of the type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% now, rotoexperts.com, promo code FNTSY. That's 10% off, promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 fantasy football package only at rotoexperts.com. And want to welcome you in here to another edition of Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri. Thank you guys for streaming us and joining us wherever you may be. Shout out to the guys in the chat room and across the social media platforms. You guys rock here. And before we dive into a little Major League Baseball, I know we keep hearing this redemption storyline and narrative that, you know, Virginia losing to a 16 seed, right? UMBC last year somehow or another makes this a redemption situation. But I'm not quite sure that it's a redemption situation. I mean, yes, they lost in the first round of the tournament last year to UMBC. And this year was supposed to be their redemption tour. And they, of course, went on to win a title. Except redemption, I don't know that that's it. And I mean, Dane, listen, you're in the educational system here. Sure. The loss last year pretty much had nothing to do with this year. And even if it did in some way motivate them this year, it's not like it was some deep, dark tragedy they rallied around, right? I mean, the redemption... Right. You know, when you say redemption, it makes me think like they are overcoming some major disaster for like pure, you know, purification that they've come. Look at what they've come from. They were a number one seed last year. They lost a game that they shouldn't have lost. They were a number one seed this year. And oh, yeah, they won a championship. But I don't know that redemption, making it seem like it's this they've overcome all of these odds in order. You were a one seed last year. You were a one seed again this year. What odds did you really overcome here?
Yeah, I hear that. You know, listen, they were a one seed, you know. So on that level, if you're asking me for my education where to understand the definition of the word redemption, Joe, then what? Yes, I'm with you.
But here's what I would say.
Here's what I would say, Joe. You know, not only last year when they went down to the 16 seed, but I would say in Bennett's tenure there, there have been a number of times where they lost as a favorite. You know, the UMBC was just kind of the crowning of that. I think they were like 2 years in a row in the Sweet 16. Maybe they lost in the 1-4 matchup or something like that. There was a narrative building that these were guys that, you know, were not clutch, couldn't get it done, that in the big moment, that sort of thing. So if anything was redeemed, it was the perception of them being able to kind of like deliver in the clutch or not fade in the big moment. And that's the only kind of idea that may have gotten redeemed around Virginia. But you're right. You know, they were a one seed. They should have been here. And they, you know, right. They finished the job. They closed it out. And so I think that would be a more appropriate term, that they were just able to close it out as opposed to redeeming the narrative or the perception from the past.
Yeah, it cracks me up because we always do this in sports is we try to fit whatever it is into this nice little, you know, this really little special narrative package that we try to jam whatever it is into it. And, you know, we're doing this whole redemption. It's not redemption. You didn't overcome it. You were a one seed. You lost a game. You won it this year. It's not, you know, you didn't come from, you didn't have, you know, that hockey team that had a bus accident.
Right.
That's redemption.
Right.
Okay, guys, that's a redemption story.
And it's a different
story.
Team. There's different players on the team than last year. It's not the same team. So talk about redemption. What about one of those guys who was a senior last year and got bounced by the 16 seed? Does that guy feel redeemed when they wake up this morning?
Exactly.
I would say no.
Yeah. And I'm not cheapening what they accomplished. Congratulations. You guys got it done. You outlasted every, you know, of the 64 teams. You're the one left standing, which is nice. But that. Guys, that's enough. You know, like, don't make
it
seem
on its face.
Like
you are the 2019 NCAA March Madness champions, and you will always be able to, you know, wear that hat and that T-shirt. You're never going to have to pay for a meal on the college campus, you know, ever again. That sort of thing, you know. And by the way, Kyle Guy, you know, congratulations. I hope you get that wedding registry back up.
Yeah, I hope you do. And but I wanted to point that out because I've been hearing nothing but seeing it. It's all over the place. I'm going, guys. This is not redemption. There are redemptions, but it usually involves some sort of tragedy to come back from. Okay, that wasn't a tragedy last year. It was a game you should have won, you lost. You won them all this year. Congratulations. It should be enough on its face.
What about the idea that Bennett himself was starting to be seen as a coach who wasn't as good as, you know, the others at the upper echelon because he couldn't win the big one? Right. Is there anything, if anything was redeemed, could it be the stature, the narrative, the perception of Bennett as a coach?
Well, you know, we've asked that question to a lot of people that we've had on the shows leading up to this. And, you know, when you say list the top five coaches in a cut, Tony Bennett's always in a conversation. So the fact that there are a lot of great coaches who just unfortunately aren't put in that situation and maybe just fall a little bit short. But, you know, not everyone is Coach K. Listen, Calipari just signed a lifetime deal. The man hasn't sniffed, okay, a championship game in over 5 years. And, oh, by the way, he's had 25 number one draft picks over the last 10 years, and he's not even close to getting to the championship game. So, but you know what? We still look at Calipari as one of the best coaches. So I don't know that Calipari's redeeming anything if he makes it to the finals next year. You are what you are. You got great teams that may have fell a little short this year. You didn't. Congratulations, Tony Bennett, and to Virginia. You guys did it. But the media with this whole, you know, puppy dogs and rainbows and look at this, is, you know, pulling up from the bootstraps thing is just laughable. You're one of the best teams in the damn. You won the ACC. Like, I don't get it. Like, stop it with the whole redemption thing. And you're right. If you're on a team last year and you're a senior, where's their redemption exactly?
Right. Do I get a championship ring this year?
Right.
No.
Exactly.
The answer to the question, do you get the redemption ring? No.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, Chris Rock once did a bit, Joe, about like O.J. Simpson and about how like you know, African-American people were like all excited when he got found not guilty. And then Chris Rock goes, every day, though, I look in the mailbox for my OJ prize. Nothing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I think it's interesting. Also, Joe, in our chat room, big shout out to the Make It Rain Degenerates. Our boy Andrew G has another interesting example of this. Russell Westbrook averaging a triple-double for three straight years after KD leaves. Is that redemption for Russell Westbrook or no?
Exactly. Exactly my point, man. I love the narratives that we like to push out there, but the reality is that's not what we've got going on here, guys. Sometimes just take it for what it is. You won a national championship. Congratulations. You lost a game last year and this year. Really, anybody even know? The biggest problem that I have is that nobody had a chance to actually wake up and, or stay up last night and watch your game. That's a bigger issue than the whole redemption narrative, I think, is absurd. Another thing that is completely absurd, and you got to correct me if I'm wrong here, Dan, because you played baseball as well. And I am trying to come up with a scenario where I have ever seen this happen, because I have seen it now happen three times in the last 2 weeks. When you played in high school in a game and the weather rolled in, it was rained out, or, you know, the field was wet, and we've all been there where we've shown up and be like, oh, damn, are we going to get the game in? Have you ever in a million years seen anybody pour gasoline on the field and light it on fire in order to dry the damn field out? Guys, this has happened not once. Now, this is the third time this has happened now in the last couple of weeks, where a coach or some sort of maintenance guy is like, you know what? I got 24 gallons of gasoline there in the shed. I'm just going to go ahead and pour it out here and try to dry the field up. Like, what are you people doing? I don't get it.
No, we use kitty litter, Joe.
Kitty litter
because it was supposed to soak up and absorb real quick if there are any puddles on the field or any damp spots. That's what we used. We used kitty litter, not lighter fluid, Joe. No. Yeah.
Lighter fluid? That damn 24 gallons of gas. Like, well, what did that cost you?
No, I did not know fire would be the way to do it.
Oh,
no,
we
used kitty litter, Joe.
I cannot. I'm still laughing at that. I heard it last week at a field in Utah. I'd done it. Only
I saw
it was
this
like
on
a
social media. Yeah.
Yeah, it was, and I thought it was the same
story.
I didn't know it was a trend. Actually, I'm like, now it's happening in Connecticut too. I'm like, are you kidding me? Now we've got a trend of people lighting fields on fire with gasoline because that's supposed to dry it out faster.
This ain't coming from the kids.
Like, you can't blame the kids on this, man. This is adults. Adult supervisors are going, I got some gas in the back of the truck here, man. I think we can let's lay it around first.
That's dangerous. And what are you going to do? Like, you know, kids in like, you know, AAU ball or whatever it is, American Legion ball. Don't they like sign injury waivers also?
Yeah,
what are you going to be like home to mom, dad? Yeah, I got a second degree burn as we were waiting out the rain delay. You know what I mean?
Hazmat teams in to actually close the field down as you're pouring. Now, how would you like to be the dude? Suppose nobody caught this. How would you like to be the dude playing first base and going, man, I'm like sitting in gasoline right now. I could actually get lit up at any particular moment.
You know how they make those jokes in the dugout, how you give a guy like the hot foot, Joe? You know, like that's what we do. We like these cleats. They're soaked in damn lighter fluid or gas. Then you light them up in the dugout and have a little bit of fun there.
This
looks like to me like clips. You know, you see it every Thanksgiving when people try to deep fry the turkey and it just goes horribly wrong. Like, this looks like the beginning to an America's Funniest Home Videos where something is going to go wrong in those videos.
I really can't. Like, note to any sort of maintenance team, maintenance crew out there in charge of parks and fields. Yeah, do not use gasoline in an attempt to try and dry out the field, okay?
Really?
Let the sun do it. Like, don't do it, because now you've closed the whole damn field down. Nobody's playing baseball games. You got hazmat teams in. You got people making a – what, the dude used 25 gallons of gasoline to set the whole damn infield on fire. Like, you've got to be kidding me.
Hey, Joe, also in our chat room, our guy Drewzilla, you know, makes a great point. A lot of the baseball coaches that I knew growing up, They smoked like two packs a day. You know what I mean? So you can't when you got freaking, you know, gasoline all over the place. Big shout out to Drewzilla. And if Coach is a chain smoker, we're in trouble and all our Make It Rain degenerates out there. Vote on our polls.
Me up, man. I just cracks me up. And then you know it's gonna roll in and get a little lightning. And could you imagine a little lightning coming out and blowing the whole damn field up? Like, what are you doing? And this wasn't some kid going, I really want to play. Let me go get some lawnmower gas and see if we can dry this up. Like, you're adults. Like, damn, adults are doing this. Unbelievable.
What if they do this only on fields? I want to see this on AstroTurf. You know, Joe, because you used to play also when it's real hot. Sometimes, you know, when you're on an AstroTurf field, you see like those wavy lines and stuff messes with you. I wonder if they would light AstroTurf on fire, too.
I just it's exactly correct. Like, where does it stop, man? Like, where does it stop? Unbelievable. But yes, not once, not twice. But now I think over the last couple of months, we've had three situations where adults are absolute idiots. And it's always centered around baseball. It blows my mind away. Talk more about that coming up here. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I can't believe it.
In this league.
So we came up with this idea that every Diamondbacks loss this season, Bogman would go to Carl's Jr. and we would start with a video series. So the first loss would be a video of Bogman eating Carl's Jr. Every loss after that, there would be a video that follows that would go under the thread, and presumably we might have a 90 to 100 video series.
Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers. DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
The morning after. Antonio Brown used Ben Roethlisberger as an excuse to masquerade the real reason why he wanted out of Pittsburgh. And that is his jealousy of Juju Smith-Schuster. Pure jealousy. Didn't like that Ben was throwing him the football as much as he did. Didn't like his enthusiasm.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
All right, note to self, if you ever find yourself having to talk to the coach or, deal with the Little League fields around the country, gasoline is not the way to do it here, guys. If we've learned anything, it's that we shouldn't light fields on fire. Not once, not twice, but three times now we've had to deal with this. But welcome in the Fantasy Sports Radio Network as we celebrate on Championship Tuesday here. The Virginia Cavaliers taking care of business. And those of you that held those tickets, man, anybody who had the Virginia future bet, solid. Anybody that had Texas Tech, of course, if you hedge, congratulations there. Yeah. It was a great, I think, blew a lot of expectations out of the water. Nobody was expecting what we got. Nobody was expecting 85-77 in overtime. A truly one of the best finals that we have seen in a long time, with big performances on both times. And I think ultimately what we witnessed here was the two best teams in the country going toe-to-toe, showing that, yes, while they're very good defensively, maybe their offense didn't get enough credit throughout the year, and certainly not Virginia. I mean, it's so easy to look at Texas Tech and be like, nobody gave you guys any credit. You were listed 10th in the Big 12 preseason. I get that, but, you know, that 116 loss last year to Virginia, people just kept waiting for this team to blow up as well. And as much as we heard about their defense, the efficiency by both of these teams to be able to go down, take advantage of the opportunity, don't waste the opportunities, the offensive and defensive efficiency of both of these teams. Remember this next year, okay, when you're trying to fill out your brackets, there is something to be said when you're dealing with those numbers. How efficient are they on defense? How efficient are they on offense? It's great to be high-powered offense and score 85, 90 points like Buffalo, guys, but their efficiency rating was terrible. They just threw up 9 million shots, caught a rebound, and kept putting them back. That's not efficient, and I think right. What we learned from these two is efficiency is really the key to winning national championships. How good are you in the moment when the opportunity arises? And these two were the best that we've seen all year long, man.
Yeah, Virginia checks these other boxes we talked about also, Joe. An experienced team.
Yes.
Guard play. And everyone was talking about Duke and Carolina and the ACC. I said, worry about these other schools that aren't the name brands. Virginia, yep, standing tall, cutting down the nets. Kudos.
Congratulations, Cavaliers.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.